Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Loom, speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors defeated the Phoenix Suns by a score of 107-98 on Friday night at the Talking Stick Resort Arena. I mean, that's a lot of different nouns for a basketball facility, but it wasn't the prettiest game, I'm not going to lie, and I'm a little bit pissed that I had to stay up so late to watch this game, considering it was a guaranteed Raptors win from start to finish, and the Raptors kind of knew that, and they basically didn't even play coherent basketball for the first half, kind of just in an attempt to see what they can get away with, and there's a lot of sloppy basketball, and the Suns, because they are the Suns and they are trash, and they have been garbage ever since Steve Nash left. They only could build a 4-point lead through the first half, and so the Raptors came out in the second half, turned on the defense, and bam, that was the game. Like, it was the Raptors obviously were the better team, and basically whenever they decided to show up, and for however many minutes they wanted to show up, that was going to be the game. Third quarter, the Raptors came out defensively much better, holding the Suns to only 19 points in the third quarter. And then the starters just really setting the tone. You know, a lot of sequences where Kyle or Kawhi or Pascal will get a stop, or Danny Green, and they would just run, go out the other way, and get easy buckets. I mean, they took the lead really quickly. To be honest, the Suns actually did put up a bit of a fight against the Raptors starters. Raptors starters today just weren't that sharp. I mean, the stats all look good, but I didn't think the Raptors starting unit was actually that sharp, but it was actually the bench unit, which, surprise, surprise, the bench actually came back, the bench mob, hasn't shown up all season just yet because of injuries and also because of adjustments to the second unit and everything like that, but bench mob came in, bench mob did a job. Fred VanVleet, my God, he was a monster. I know the stat line only says 8 points, 6 assists, 2 steals, but VanVleet was great, really great in this game. In sort of picking up the energy, running the second unit, just on a personal note, like VanVleet coming back from that toe injury, he had a lot of fans in town. Which, by the way, if you didn't know, Fred VanVleet is like the hottest thing in Wichita. Dating back to his very memorable career with Wichita State. But he had a lot of fans from Wichita. I don't know American geography that well, but I guess Wichita is close enough to Phoenix. So a lot of fans came down. So there's a lot of cheering for VanVleet, and he put on a show, man. A lot of things that VanVleet was doing in the second unit was just exactly what they've been missing with, no disrespect to Lorenzo Brown, but like, he wasn't doing things like breaking down the defense, going through the paint, doing the Steve Nash move, which Suns fans will be familiar with cutting through the paint and then dragging a big man out with you and creating a mismatch that way. He drilled a three doing that right against DeAndre Ayton. He created opportunities for other people. He created mismatches for Serge to go attack, drive and kick, feeding Norman Powell for three, which Norman Powell has quietly been solid. I mean, he doesn't shoot the ball ever anymore, but when he has open looks now, he's actually somewhat reliable from deep. He's been shooting it pretty well in the year. He shot 2 of 4 today, including a three-pointer in the corner in the fourth quarter. Found CJ Miles for 2 threes in the fourth quarter there too. Shout out CJ for, not just being terrible, because it's been a rough year for CJ so far, but he was good. And then also working the pick and pop with Ibaka. I mean, I just thought that VanVleet really set the tone for the second unit. And also his ball pressure, like, that's one thing you really miss, right? Like, one of the things Raptors really don't have too much of especially with a starting lineup, is like the on-ball defense against a point guard. Kyle Lowry is good, but he's better as a help defender at this point. I mean, we've seen quicker point guards blow past him this year. And yeah, the usual solution to that is put Van Vliet out there. Van Vliet was great, man. He picked off Elie Okobo, basically just like mugged him, took the ball right off of him, went for a layup, scored. And then a couple possessions later, Trevor Ariza's in the corner, and then Van Vliet just like yanks the ball away from him. So great game for Van Vliet to spark it. And basically, the second unit actually extended the lead for once, which I think probably is the first time all season they've done that. And it was just up to the starters to close it out. It wasn't the most efficient closeout by the Raptors starters. Part of that was because Kawhi Leonard, which maybe I'm burying the lead a little bit, but he had to leave the game with about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter after he there was a transition play where he was like ahead of the pack. Lowry found him with a great pass, and Kawhi went up for the layup. He kind of went up really soft, I thought, and it was a little bit strange. Because he went up soft, Ariza was able to come back and contest a shot, and they actually forced a miss. But Kawhi just didn't look the same after that play. And like there's like maybe three or four possessions that went on after that. Kawhi was mostly just jogging through them, kind of gingerly. And then finally, the Raptors called timeout, and Kawhi kind of headed straight to the locker room. Now after the game, Nick Nurse said that he had something called a jammed foot, and it wasn't an ankle, and that they were being evaluated. According to Doug Smith, Leonard was walking around the locker room with no issues, and apparently Nick Nurse doesn't think it's too serious. Although, let's be quite honest, he is, I don't want to say Nick Nurse is not to be believed, but I mean, based on the weird debacle last weekend with Nick Nurse saying he's, Kawhi's going to play the back-to-back, and then Kawhi decided not to play the back-to-back, I'm not entirely sure if I can fully trust it, but even Kawhi spoke to the media and he said it was nothing major. And so we'll see if he sits one or maybe both games of the back-to-back coming up against the Lakers on Friday and the Utah Jazz the Lakers on Sunday and the Jazz on Monday. You would just figure, based on the way the Raptors have treated these back-to-backs, that they'll probably try to look to limit Kawhi in the first place. And honestly, if he's even slightly injured, there's no reason to risk it this early in the season. Raptors are now 8-1 on the year, even if they lost both of these two games against the Lakers, which the Lakers haven't been that good, so I think the Raptors might even be able to challenge the Lakers. And the Jazz, too. Like, the Jazz just lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. It's really late, man. I want to go to bed. So, like, the Jazz are 4-4 on the year. So, it's not like, neither team is playing that great and that you necessarily need Kawhi to go out there and win. But, they're probably not going to risk Kawhi. So, expect some mixed games on that front. But, for the most part, it was just, routine victory. Danny Green got poked in the eye by Serge. He came out, late in the game. Didn't really do much. You saw him on the bench with a huge ice pack on his eye. To be honest, the most fun part of this game, aside from seeing Van Vliet come back, that was really fun, but the most fun part was just how much the Raptors were picking on DeAndre Ayton, who had a great game, 17 points, 18 rebounds, number one overall pick. He looks great. I know everyone's like really excited about the guards in this draft and, whatever, but Doncic obviously has been exciting. Trae Young's had some moments, but Ayton is really, really freaking good, especially offensively. He's really poised. He's been really efficient all year. Definitely rebound the ball. I mean, he got 7 offensive rebounds by himself today, which out-rebounded the Raptors. The Raptors only had 6 offensive rebounds. But the best part about this game was just how much the Raptors were intent on, bullying DeAndre Ayton in pick and roll. Like, Ayton just has no idea how to guard pick and roll whatsoever, and so JV got to the got 16 points and 7 of 10 shooting. Serge Ibaka got 14 points and 6 of 4 12 shooting. Like, they were just able to get to the rim at will against DeAndre. Every time they got a pick and roll, they just put him in the pick and roll. They're gonna get an open shot every single time. And then they took a step further by nutmegging this man 3 times. And if you're not a footy fan, which shame on you. But, I mean, if you're not a footy fan, I mean, nutmegging is when you put the ball through the guy's legs. Ayton got nutmegged at least 3 times. So the broadcast was saying 4. I don't remember the first one, but definitely there was a play late in the first half where Pascal Siakam drives, and he draws the help Ayton, and you know, he puts it between his legs and JV flubs a layup, although he got free throws because Isaiah Cannon came through and kind of fouled him a little bit, but realistically he should have finished that play. It's actually kind of funny. I think JV's flubbed like at least like 4 or 5 of Pascal's assists so far this year, so he kind of owes him a little bit. But that was number one. And then Kyle Lowry came out in the third quarter on a standard pick and roll play to JV. Ayton kind of steps up too high with his legs wide open, and Kyle bounces the ball through his legs into JV's hands for a little cool finish. And then they did that same play again in the fourth quarter. I can't believe they tried it that many times, but it kept working, man. It kept working. They were 3 for 3 or maybe even 4 for 4. So poor Ayton, he got on the highlights a little bit just for his defensive ineptitude. But seriously, he's a real solid player, man. 17 points, 18 rebounds. It's a good pick by the Suns. But anyway, in terms of your three stars from this mostly not notable game, because I have nothing else to say about this game. First star, I'm going to give it to Fred. I know it's a bit crazy, but I just thought that he was so pivotal in the most dominant stretch for the Raptors. I mean, the Raptors put their best basketball between the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and that was actually with the bench unit. And so it was Fred doing that. I know it's only 8 points, 6 rebounds, 8 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, 2 threes in 20 minutes, plus 7. But I'm telling you, Fred was crucial, pivotal in this game, and I'm really happy that you know, he got extended run out there. It's a little bit weird that DeLon Wright only got 7 minutes, and they were basically all in one continuous stretch. But I don't know. We'll see. If I think if Kawhi is out, then I think you'll see definitely a lot more of DeLon. But Fred, I thought, was the most important guy in the most important portion of the game, so I'm going to give it to him. And then second star, I'm going to give it to Kyle Lowry. I thought his energy tonight was great. I mean, he just keeps, he just forces his team to play at a fast pace, and he's so tenacious in the help defense, and like he's always making an effort. I mean, he's getting blown by a little bit, but he's making an effort, and his energy is just contagious, I think. I mean, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 steals, 4 of 9 from the field. You know, obviously more focused on distributing for others, which, you know, he's done a great job of. This is his 7th straight game with double-digit assists now, which is tied, I think, Jose Calderon with the Raptors record. You know, Kyle's playing great right now. His passing is at it's just so good at this moment. I mean, he's got everyone great looks in the starting lineup. And so, you know, Kyle really deserves that credit. I think he's been the star of pretty much every single game, except maybe that Bucks game when, you know, everyone was trash. But he still got 15 assists in that Bucks game, so you can't really argue too much with that. And then in terms of your third star, you could probably go with Kawhi. I thought Kawhi was, you know, pretty decent, carried the offense for a little bit. I thought JV was really good offensively and got 4 blocks, which is nice. But I also thought he got exploited a little bit on defense, and that's a little bit of the reason why the Suns were able to make a push at the end of the fourth quarter. So I'm going to give it to Serge. Serge, I mean, he started off real shaky, missing some wide-open shots, but defensively he was really good in the second half. So 14 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 6 of 12 shooting from Serge. 0 of 4 from deep. His three-point shot really hasn't been there all year, but His defensive effort has been there every single game, and you got to really appreciate that. So those are your three stars. In terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, it's a little bit tough. I guess I'll give it to Isaiah Cannon because I can't believe this dude scored 19 points against the Raptors. I mean, you know, it was – Isaiah Cannon is just not a guy you expect to score 19 points against you. But good for him, man. Good for him. Yeah, I mean, I thought – Devin Booker was going to do a little bit better in this game, but the Raptors defensively against Devin Booker did great. I thought Kyle did a great job against him, guarding him in the post. Danny Green did a pretty good job of, you know, taking on Booker, chasing around screens. I thought, you know, Serge really did a good job of, you know, playing up high against Booker and taking away that pull-up jumper. And Fred did the same thing as well. So it was a good team effort against Booker to shut down their best scorer. And, you know, the rest of the Suns couldn't come up with many points. I mean, the Suns overall shot 44% from the field and 31% from deep, so, and only shot 18 free throw attempts. So it was pretty good defensive effort from the Raptors. And quite honestly, this was a game where the Raptors weren't even trying that hard. So it's a good win, solid win. Hopefully Kawhi is healthy. Hopefully, you know, Danny Green's eye is okay. And, yeah, I'll speak to you again after Sunday's game. That should be a lot more fun.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.